100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Welcome back. Hey, Ari, how are you?
Oh, not bad. I think the weekend needed to be just the slightest bit longer.
I could have used a bit more sleep, to be fair.
Really? You've been up and about?
Yeah. Oh, just busy. Very busy weekend.
Right. A lot of travelling or?
Was at the Central Coast on Saturday for a barbecue and stuff, which was lovely.
Awesome.
And then yesterday just working and then got home and had to do more stuff. So, it's all right. It was all good, though.
Yeah, good.
I just need a couple more hours sleep.
Yeah.
That's all right.
That's what a nap is for today.
This afternoon, I will indulge. That's right. How was your weekend?
Oh, yeah, a little bit busy. Actually, didn't need to do too much housework on Saturday. Dad ended up doing it, but Dad's very sick at the moment, so that's a little bit sad. And yeah, anyway, but everyone else seems quite good.
That's good.
We're all kind of just doing our own thing, so.
Yeah, lovely. Oh, ready to go for a new week. True. It's going to be a good one. Prizes this week are great. Endeavour Restaurant, how about that?
Yes.
Which is lovely.
We love a restaurant giveaway.
Well, the food there is so good. So hopefully you can grab one of those. All right, let's crack into the show as we shift 5:06. It's the Novos here at New FM.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
All right, Ari, I've got a bit of a hypothetical for you.
Oh, I like these, yeah.
Would you rather wake up tomorrow morning with $5 million or everything costs a dollar for the next few years?
Wake up with $5 million.
Yeah?
Yeah. To get the opportunities.
Yeah, but also, you go buy a house for a dollar on the other side of it.
I don't know. You know what? There's just something about having the feeling of $5 million just circling you. It just makes you
That's
feel
all
like
you could think about. I was the same at first. I went with that. But then after a while, I was like, think of the opportunities to buy things for a dollar.
It's a lot of ice cream.
Ice cream, cars, houses.
Oh, yeah. Resorts.
Sure. Horses.
Okay, yeah, all right, yeah, you've sold me there.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know what? I'm not picky. I will take either.
You'll take either? Hey, either. Fair enough,
Happy to speak in mud. Yeah,
all right, very good. Coming up next, something a bit more serious.
Okay.
As we catch up with Jackie for the first at 5, where we dive a bit deeper into the local news headlines here at New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
All right, Jackie's in from our live.
Where have you been?
News. Yeah.
You've been away for a while.
I have. Well, actually, I'm with you guys for 3 mornings this week.
Oh, are you really? This is news to us.
I am. Every second day, basically. So I'm back on Wednesday and Friday morning.
Okay, that's better news than the actual news.
Yeah, that is great news. How was your weekend? I heard you got out to the pub, did you?
I did. I got out to, I believe it's the Maitland Railway Pub, and that's great because you have a view of the trains.
This is fun.
Is this like the equivalent of like watching Newcastle Beach at a pub?
Yeah.
Like,
basically.
It's meant to be just as luxurious and breathtaking.
What else is there to watch in Maitland?
How many trains went past?
I reckon like 3 or 4.
Oof.
It was a few. It was a busy day.
Hang on. If the train track is near the pub, will it be very loud?
It is very loud.
Okay. All right. Well, look, if you're a train spotter, Maitland Pub by the sound of it. Railway Pub.
It's great.
All right. Let's crack into the news. Obviously, there's been a lot of talk, even on TV this morning, about a possible incident off a boat, possibly involving a shark.
Yes, possibly. So we have marine rescue crews, and it's a multi-agency search, so with police and rescue helicopters will be back out on the water this morning. About 1 o'clock yesterday, about 55 kilometres east off Newcastle's coast, a man in a game fishing competition, which I believe is like large fish and small sharks,
fell
overboard.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
That's nerve-wracking.
Yes.
This is quite an interesting story because from some people's perspective, there is a shark involved, but others say there is no shark. I think it's because there was those great whites kind of spotted in Port Stephens last week. I think that's where the fear is coming from, right, Jackie?
Absolutely, and also because it's a game fishing competition. Obviously, there's big fish, small sharks, which one can assume possibly big sharks.
Involved, definitely.
So no word on whether or not he is alive.
Yeah, no official confirmation. Okay. They're searching again this morning.
Okay, right.
Well, good luck to all involved. Is all you can hope for a good outcome there.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. Let's move swiftly on to a bit of sport, Jackie.
Yes, a bit of sport. So heaps of people have been keeping their eyes out for Fletcher Sharp. He's a Cessnock junior and he plays for the Newcastle Knights.
Yes.
And he's been playing training all preseason at 5'8", and he's done spectacularly. Last night, the Knights in their preseason challenge were taking on the Roosters and they won 48-10.
Oof, wow. That is a good result.
Mm-hmm. You know, the thing about Fletcher Sharp is he's only 20.
Yeah, he's very young.
Good God. You know, you know what would make him better? If he got rid of that hideous mullet.
Stop it. I was going to say that's what makes him so good is that he's got a great mullet.
Oh.
Are you a big mullet fan, Jackie?
I am a huge mullet fan. They can't be too long. But
just can't be longer than you.
I'm a fan of a mullet.
The right length. What's the optimal length for the back part of the head?
It can't touch your shoulders. I feel like that's when it gets a bit too long.
She should be able to run it like a piece of paper between the hair and the shoulders and no bits bend over.
Okay, absolutely. Right.
And flaps in the wind.
I love...
She likes a flappy boy.
Certainly does. Thanks for that, Jackie. Of course, a full news update again at 6 as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM. 5:56, you're waking up with the Novos here at New FM.
Over in the UK, there's a university that's taking its, I guess, the way of the world in donkeys into its own hands.
That's a weird sentence to say.
I know. I'm not okay this morning. Anyway, so...
I hope you are.
I'll put my hands up and I will admit that. Anyway, so they've launched a new course over in this university, which is strictly designed for students to actually challenge the ways that pop culture, has shaped our view of donkeys, which are often perceived as the butt of a joke.
I see what you mean.
Yeah.
I like donkeys.
Yeah,
I think
look, they're cool. They're cute.
They're very friendly animals.
Are they? I've never actually met one.
They're very sweet natured and they'll just stand there and let you give them a scratch on the ears of their very big ears or a pat.
So in other words, like a hoofed dog.
Something like that. They're like a very sweet natured horse.
Okay, yeah, well, the big teeth, they do make a funny noise, I have to say.
Sure. Do you want to give us your best donkey noise?
Oh, no. There is no way in hell I could repeat that.
Come on, just one.
Nah.
How was that?
That was shocking. Please don't ever do that again. Anyway, it's all about, you know, how pop culture, you know, they just want basically to make them as a joke or...
Sure.
I mean, like, you know, from, like, Shrek and Donkey, right?
Obviously, Donkey is, as you said, the butt of many jokes.
Mm.
And they're trying to change the perception. Is that what it is?
Yeah, basically. The University of Exeter has even partnered with a donkey sanctuary to allow budding filmmakers to interact with real-life Equus asinus, which is basically the Latin
name. A fancy
name
for a donkey.
Yes.
I never knew that.
So they're just trying to educate people and saying, hey, they're not just funny animals. They serve purpose. You know, they actually are important to the food chain. They're this, that, the other. Trying to re-educate the system of like Gen Zers and all that.
Important to the food chain? Who's eating donkeys? Who's higher up?
You don't know who's eating what.
That is true. I didn't think of them as something you can buy down at your Coles or Woolies.
The Novos when you wake up.
Live across Newcastle and the Hunter.
All live, all local, 100% Newcastle.
Prevo, did you ever watch Neighbours growing up?
Very little.
Very little.
One or two episodes ever.
Okay, I used to like it when I was like 10 or 11.
Yeah, well, it was, I mean, obviously not denying the show's popularity.
Wow. At one stage, it was really good.
One of the top shows, you know, in Australia for a long period.
Probably over a decade ago, that's when it was decent. Anyway, well, you know how it was cancelled in 2022, right?
Yes, it said, big news.
No more, like, airing the last episode, and then Amazon brought the rights to it and started to remake the show 4 months on.
Yep.
Well, It's finally ending for good.
Really?
At the end of this year. So apparently Amazon Prime Video has chosen not to renew its deal to air the show after 40 years of production.
That'd be... one or two fans who will be really upset.
Yeah. And those, like, hopeful up-and-coming Aussie actors going, this is where I needed to get my start. I wanted to be the next Margot Robbie.
Well, that is true. I will give you that. It was a launching, career platform. Starter for so many.
Oh, absolutely.
These types of shows, I don't know if the impact would be the same now as when it was in its prime. Obviously, that was such a good,
Well, we have much better Aussie shows nowadays anyway.
What would you say is the equivalent now?
I wouldn't say equivalent, but I would say Heartbreak High is doing a good round. Also, Stan's original series, Bump.
Okay.
Yeah,
there you go.
So that's good.
So there's other places for Aussies to get their start.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Like, Stan is definitely a place that you could go.
But Neighbours is on the way out.
It is, unfortunately. But there you go. Last... episode, I believe, should be in December.
Oh, okay. So you still got a year to find a new show.
Yeah, a couple months to go.
Base you what you find fun on.
Yeah, 10 months to go.
10 months to go. Hey, coming up next, probably one of the greatest acts of romance in the modern world is a little video going viral about it. Of course, we'll share it with you up next. Couple of tips for you, local, if you're wanting to be more romantic.
Okay.
Based on this, coming up next here at New FM. 6:13, you're waking up with the Novos here at New FM.
Coming up next, there's a restaurant down in Melbourne that's done something a little bit frustrating to potential customers, but it's all a ruse.
Okay. Now, obviously, romance is in the air, February being the Valentine's month.
That's a big stretch.
A lot of people are doing romantic things, right?
Oh, I guess so.
Anyway, this young couple been filmed down in Sydney, just down the M1, coming out of a restaurant after a nice meal. They're both 20 years of age, come out from this restaurant, and look, she's a bit limpy in the high heels.
Oh,
right?
Her feet are a bit sore.
I guess so. And so her boyfriend jumps in and goes, you know what, let's just swap shoes. We're the same shoe size. You can wear my comfy sneakers home and I'll wear your heels.
So he was full on Pretty Woman-ing it.
I guess so. I haven't seen that movie.
Chucking on some heels and just walking the streets.
Yeah, that's it.
Right.
They interviewed this couple after. They said, we'd been out for dinner and we got drinks there. So there was a lot of walking. I decided to wear the heels, right, to try and help my girlfriend out or whatever.
Aww.
Which, it is very romantic, right?
That's lovely.
Now, you read on a little bit further in this story.
Okay.
And the girlfriend says, I was impressed with his ability to walk in my shoes. I was like, wow, you're doing so good, she said.
Walk a mile in these Louboutins.
Well, here's the thing, right, and she makes a good point. This is what I see from it.
Okay.
They're just shoes. Like, how hard is it? God, the ladies bang on about how hard high heels are, but they're just a pair of shoes. I wear shoes all the time. Never thought, it's too hard.
Okay. Anyone in this room listening to you right now would put money on it with me. When can we see you in heels?
Oh,
I will give you money to wear heels.
How hard could they be, honestly?
I want you to wear six-inch stiletto. None of these wedges. That's child's play.
They're just shoes with a little bit higher at the back. I reckon it's a big beat up that they're really hard to walk in.
You're walking on a stake, basically.
It couldn't be that hard. They're just shoes. Everyone wears them, right?
Hey, this is a very interesting story. This comes from the South. A Melbourne-based burger restaurant has taken upon itself to do its own marketing tactic in order to get new consumers and customers into their store, right?
Okay.
So, like, let's do something different here.
Edgy. Let's be edgy. Always the dream for marketing, isn't it?
Yes. However, it has riled up a few people. Some people think it's genius. Others think that's a no-go. Well, they've placed 1,000 fake fines on cars around the suburb that it's in order to promote their new chain. So, for example, let me describe to you what this ticket looks like. Because you know what a fine can look like when you're parking the wrong spot for too long?
It usually looks like a receipt printed out.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
Well, this is what this chain has done, right? So they've printed off something that looks similar. It's kind of like a long receipt. However, it says at the very top, under New York Minute, this is not a fine. So it already says...
Bright
hey,
and clear.
Yeah. But as soon as you see a white piece of paper on your windscreen, you start to panic a little
straight bit. Straight away, the adrenaline starts going. You go, hang on, I thought this was an all right... I thought I had an hour here.
Yeah.
I thought I paid or whatever.
Exactly. So you're scrambling, going, oh, my God, oh, my God. Then if you read it, the fake fines were taped to their cars... saying, yes, what I just said, this is not a fine, but goes on to explain that instead of getting a ticket, those who receive it actually scored a free burger, which is redeemable at their Alterna store.
Oh, that's actually really clever.
It is.
First of all, you've gathered everyone's attention really quickly. Mm-hmm. And then secondly, you've made them go into your shop. When they go there, if they get the free burger, they're going to buy some chips and a drink.
Yeah, that's
right. You're guaranteeing some extra sales. Very smart, right?
Yeah, and look, you want to get people through your doors. You want
sure
them to
do.
Try your food. If your food's good, they're obviously going to come back. So it's a genius marketing ploy. I wouldn't have done 1,000. That's a lot of free burgers, but still.
Hey, the fact that we're talking about it in Newcastle shows that it is working. Very, very smart.
That's right.
But, yeah.
The CEO says, like, that the chain had an incredible response, says him, to the campaign, explaining that the motive was actually to spread good.
Hey, if giving out free food, most people aren't going to argue with that. Mm. What do you reckon your favourite marketing ploys of all time are along the journey? For me, the one that comes to mind is Spotify Wrapped.
What do you mean?
It gets everybody talking at the end of the year.
Yeah, it's like sharing like your greatest hits of the year, isn't
it? Yeah, that's it, where you see what music you've listened to the most and everyone shares it.
Mm.
We're the ones making the content as well. They don't have to do a thing.
That's right.
And they get unbelievable exposure for the brand.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's got to be up there with the greatest marketing. Do any come to mind for you?
Honestly, I think this is good enough.
Like, yeah, this has got it.
I don't think I could do or see anything better than this Melbourne-based burger store.
They've got us talking about it in
That's
Newcastle.
Right.
So success right there.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So just overnight, apparently my schedule for the Wizard of Oz production has been released. So all that rehearsal times, who's involved in what rehearsal, all that type of thing.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm glad that I'm in the ensemble because it's a less of a commitment. Because if I was like in one of the lead roles, which I actually know a couple of people in the lead roles, fantastic people, by the way. I'm so excited to see them. They have so much to do. They have such a busy schedule.
You've got a lot less to do. Let's do a quick rehearsal now, ready?
Oh, I haven't even started
yet. You're a wizard, Hattie.
That's the wrong wizard show.
Oh, what wizard show is this one?
Harry Potter.
Oh, right.
It's Wizard of Oz.
Oh,
Dorothy.
Right. Yeah, right. Dorothy the dinosaur. Oh.
No.
God, this is going to be fun.
Lions and tigers and bears, oh my. Yeah. Anyway.
Go on, a little bit more.
Don't know anything else.
Are you going to be an understudy of one of the big roles?
No.
No?
I don't think I would want to be honest.
Because that
means there's more work to do, and I don't want that.
No, but then if they suddenly get sick or trip over...
You're doing that in inverted commas,
you can throw a little broom under their foot, and then you're suddenly the star of the show.
Okay, Wicked Witch of the West. Damn! Throw a broom underneath their feet and knock them right out.
Then you're the star of the show.
No, I don't want to be a star. I'm just happy to participate. But honestly...
You should be the star.
Nah, I'm good, thanks.
You've got the most, like, clout and fame, you know, from your TV time and on New FM as well.
Mate, not many people know me. And that's fair. I don't expect
to. Then you'd be the star. Oh, I reckon you should do something about broom gear.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so the schedule looks really intense. God bless the directors and organisers of this show because I don't know how they do it.
What's the pay like again?
Nada.
Oh, jeez.
It's community theatre. You are happy to be there and just to do the show, just to be on stage again.
I look forward to seeing the show.
Yeah, so it's in July, I believe, I think.
So get your tickets early.
Yeah.
Are the tickets on sale yet?
They are. Yeah, they've been on sale for about a month. Yeah, there we go.
Get your tickets. Where can you buy them? Do you know off the top of your head or just Google?
I think Metropolitan Players, I think.
Okay.
Yeah,
nice,
just
nice.
Type in that Wizard of Oz and it should come up with something.
It's going to be a good show.
Can't wait to dance.
Yeah, hopefully you become the lead.
No,
that's
thanks.
That's what I'm hoping.
No.
Coming up next, your next chance to win. Don't forget the broom trick, all right? We've got $100 suspended in Devitt Restaurant, East Maitland.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Oh, my God. You see it every time you drive past. It's the best Western motel
get
out
the
there.
Get the lobster.
Oh, why not? You got $100 free to spend there. Mm. As we ask the question, what's the worst pain you've ever experienced? Great story for you about a rapper and some fire up next. 6:43, you're waking up with the Novos here at New FM. What is the worst pain you've ever experienced is the question we ask here.
Mm.
And I'm probably going to get the pronunciation wrong, but Brazilian singer Zand Avaio.
Wow.
He's very famous over there. He was doing this massive outdoor concert and he was sort of dancing around stage and doing that thing where, you know, like singers do when they lean over the front of the stage towards the audience and high-five them and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, well, thank you.
He was doing that sort of thing. Anyway, he leaned over to the left side of the stage and suddenly one of the fire cannons shot out fire.
Oh, my God.
Like it was, they had one on each side, but he was leaning over the cannon. It shot out fire, burning up his arm. The flames went into his face.
Oh.
He did not look in a good way. He basically fell to the ground. All of the, like, staff, security, whatever, rushed over to him. Had to cancel that bit of the concert. It was not good.
Jeez.
It's been explained as one of the terrible, terrible pain to have fire to the face and arm.
Oh, of course it would be.
Awful, right?
Yeah.
What's the worst pain you've ever experienced is the question we ask here. 4967-4105. What about for you, Ari?
I've got two.
Okay.
So when I was about, I think, 9 or something, I was just at a family friend's house and we were running around playing with glow sticks out the front. Anyway, so the front yard had a couple of sharp rocks that I didn't realise were near me. Yeah. So I ended up falling over and split my knee open. Oh. And it was sensationally painful. I was screaming. Second pain.
Yeah.
Would have to be the first time I ever did a Brazilian wax. Now, that was painful, and I'll never do it again.
Oh, you know what? I'm the same. I'm exactly the same. Both my stories. Well, not the rock one. 4967-4105. What's the worst pain you've ever had? This is after this Brazilian singer in all sorts of trouble. For me, it was a horse standing on my foot.
That is painful.
With no shoes on.
Oh, you had nothing on your feet?
No shoes on.
Oh, no.
I was leading one of the horses out after it had had its dinner, and I just couldn't be bothered to put my shoes on. I thought, it'll be right.
Safety first.
It was not right. You could see the shape of the horseshoe in my foot in bruise for about a week.
Serves yourself right.
Absolutely stinging pain.
Yes.
Up for grabs today, we've got a $100 voucher for Endeavour Restaurant East Maitland. That's at the Best Western Motel. You see it when you drive out there. The food is sensational. What is the worst pain you've ever experienced? 4967-4105. We'll get your calls on the air next at New FM. 6:53, you're waking up with the Novos here at New FM. A story from Brazil where Zand Avaio, who's a very famous singer over there, was doing a big concert, outdoor concert. They have one of those flame props that, you know, shoots off flames into the air.
That is so cool, by the way.
They are very cool, except if you're standing over them when it shoots off. Look, it wasn't the pyrotechnics department's fault.
Oh, I thought
it just didn't know when rehearsed, like he didn't do the rehearsal properly and didn't know where it was. He's warned other singers saying that flame props can be very dangerous and he said the forceful remove of your hair isn't good because it burnt it all off, which is very, very uncomfortable and painful. Right?
You think?
Yeah, I do think.
Oh, my God. I couldn't imagine.
The worst pain that you've ever had, Ari.
Mm.
Let's go to the phones, shall we?
Let's do it.
Starting with
Matt in Cardiff. Good morning. What's your story?
Good morning. I was playing hockey and I copped a hockey stick just under my kneecap. It was the worst pain I've ever felt. All the guys said to me, Matt, don't look, don't look. And, of course, I looked. And all you could see was white. It was the bone that you could see. So they got the green whistle came out, the ambulance came, I had to get stitched up, couldn't walk for 8 weeks. It was horrendous.
That sounds awful, but Matt, was it all worth it just for a little puff of the green whistle?
Oh, the green whistle was fantastic. Yeah, I'd love to do it again. That was 30 years ago, and I haven't had a go at it again.
Oh, time to cop another hockey stick.
You've been playing hockey ever since, just hoping, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God bless you, Matt. God, bone?
Oh,
I just couldn't imagine.
Sounds awful. Mm. But he did love the green whistle. There's a silver lining or a green lining to every pain situation, it seems.
There definitely is. Jasmine in Sam, good morning. What's the worst pain you felt?
Good morning, Novos. How are you?
Great.
Really good.
I was 19 at the time and I'd just given birth. 3 weeks later, I was back in hospital with abdominal pain. Oh. They done an ultrasound because they were thinking I was having another kid. I was not.
Okay, good.
That's good.
It turned out I had 30 gallstones in my gallbladder, so they took me in for immediate surgery and removed my gallbladder.
Oh. 30 gallstones?
How big was the biggest one?
Yeah.
A lot bigger than I would have liked.
And obviously it was so bad because they were like, we won't just take out the stone here. The whole thing's got to go. The whole thing's just out. Oh, my God. 30 is on another level, isn't it?
Wild.
You shouldn't have 30 of anything or the wrong thing in your body at any time is the lesson there.
105.3 New FM.
It's the Novos. Name 5.
Okay, and another chance for you to win with us this morning for your Monday. How good to start the week. This is the Novos Name 5 game. How it works, you have 10 seconds on the clock, we're going to time you, to name 5 things related to the category that we provide.
Now, this is obviously a great game, but also is a great prize.
Yeah, what do we got?
A family pass to the Newcastle show.
Oh, that's this week.
That certainly is.
Come on.
And UFM has the most free tickets in town. You could just snatch one right here, right now.
Easy.
A family pass just in your hot little hands. All you got to do is name 5 things from the category.
Shall we do like a little example here, Krivo?
I always dread this because I'm the one who's just in the firing line and there's no prize for me. This just doesn't seem fair.
You will get a round of applause as your prize for today, Krivo.
I look forward to that.
Okay, this is a bit fun, this one. I like this one. Okay, you got the 10-second timer up?
Sure do.
Okay, here we go. Name 5 breeds of birds. Go.
Ooh, cockatoo, lorikeet, chicken, eagle, and budgerigar.
Nice.
That'll do it
done,
right there.
Well done.
Where's my round of applause?
Oh, sorry. Yay! Bravo, bravo.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Also, when you said chicken, I was like, is it?
What did you think it was?
I don't know.
A mammal?
I actually don't know. It's like some type of poultry, and I forgot that poultry was birds. Poultry is birds, yeah?
Yes, it is. Okay, so if you wanted to get yourself a family pass to the Newcastle show,
it's
this week, call up now, 4967-4105. You heard how easy it is.
Yes.
And don't worry, I'll be checking your answers, not Ari, so I know that chicken is birds, okay? 4967-4105, if you want to win, we'll play the Novo's Name 5 up next, the family pass, the Newcastle show on the line here at New FM. 7:10, you're waking up with the Novos here at New FM. There's been this footage of Drake who's in Australia, and it looks like somebody's trying to, you know, hassle him with a drone.
Oh, not good.
But this all might be fake. We're going to blow this wide open up next.
105.3 New FM.
It's the Novos. Name 5.
Yeah, that's it. This is our brand new game for 2025. The Novos Name 5, rather. We have 10 seconds on the clock, and then you have to name 5 things related to the category that we give you. So easy, but it's a bit of a task of skill, wit, and timing.
That's right, and you're under the pump because 10 seconds goes past really quickly.
It certainly does.
There's a pressure as well because you can hear there's like a little ticking timer behind you, and it can throw people off. All right, let's meet our contestant for today, who's testing their Name 5 ability, and it is in Budgieboy, Ellie. Good morning, how are you?
Good morning, how are you?
Oh,
really good.
We're great, Ellie. Do you have a good weekend?
Yeah, not too bad. I'm literally just getting my kids on the bus.
Right
God
now.
Bless you. She's like, scrambling.
Right, yeah, get on the bus, kids. I'm trying to win some tickets to the show here.
For them, probably.
Yep. Okay. And what did you do on the weekend? Anything exciting?
We went to Booker Bay and hired a boat, which was lovely.
Oh my God,
that's cool.
Living good. Was it what, like do a bit of fishing, jet skiing? What did you do?
Oh no, we just I have never actually driven a boat, so it was quite a learning experience, but it was fun.
Yeah, the
kids were jumping off, so it was good. Yeah.
And there's nothing better than taking control of transport that you have no license or experience for and just having a go, right?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, and I've got, like, the 15-year-old, like, instructor dude telling me, and I'm like, I don't understand, but I worked it out in the end.
Nice. Did you hit any other boats?
I nearly did, actually, but no, I didn't.
Nearly, but not quite. Yeah, okay.
You know what? A miss is as good as a mile, am I right?
I'm not going near Ellie.
Okay, no. Ellie, let's crack into this. You know how the game works. You've got 10 seconds on the clock. You've got to name five things. All right. Okay. Ari's your quiz master.
Hey.
Take it away.
Are you ready, Ellie? You're all good?
Yes.
Perfect. All right. 10 seconds to name five items you take to the beach. Go.
A towel, sunscreen, a bag, a hat. And cozies.
Oh, you've only gone and done it. Let's go. You're off to the show, Ellie.
That's awesome. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Tickets, a family pass to go to the Newcastle show, and you got the kids on the bus, and you missed the crash on the boat. What a win, right?
That's awesome. A great start to the week.
It certainly is. Only local winners here on UFM. You're waking up with the Novos here at UFM. This story is about Drake. Now, Drake is this bloke. In case you're unaware.
I love that you say it like that. Now, if you don't know who Drake is, that's what he sounds like.
Well, that's it. I mean, sure, he is very popular, but also he's been a bit quiet in some ways for a long time.
A little bit, yeah. He's kind of gone off the scene.
So imagine, I guess, the shock when this video is released, and it's basically him on top of the big casino down in Sydney at Barangaroo.
Oh, he's in like a penthouse, yeah?
Penthouse suite.
Yeah.
And it's a video that appears to be shot by a drone.
Mm.
And in the video, he sees this drone coming towards him, takes off his orange slide.
Orange, yeah.
And throws it at the drone, like, go away, stop invading my privacy, is the narrative of the video.
If you, just like outside on your balcony, right, imagine if you had a balcony.
Sure.
And like all of a sudden this random drone just pops up in front of you, you're going to be throwing things at it because that's an invasion of privacy.
Well, that is the narrative of the video. However, it's now been speculated that this is all a stunt and is just a PR bit of footage for an ad.
What type of ad would that be for, though?
So, the first...
Cyber security.
No, it's the first, like, second of the drone shot. It shows his laptop open on the table.
Oh.
And on the laptop, like, in focus, is a betting website called Stake.com.
Okay.
Now, Stake.com actually is sponsoring Drake.
Oh, maybe he just wanted a cheeky bet on something.
Well, that is a possibility.
Yeah.
That is a possibility. The other one is, it's also shown in the footage in pretty clear focus, is Barangaroo, like the casino logo and stuff, where he's staying. So it's a possibility that it's an ad for that.
Okay, so you think it was all staged?
Well, this is all like theories at this point. There's no proof at this point. The other one is it's for some sort of ad for the orange slides. But that is less likely.
Yeah.
The winner of the internet, though, this weekend is awarded to Sydney Water.
Why?
Which is like Hunter Water, but down in Sydney.
Yeah, of course.
They said, and there's a picture of like just somebody's hand in a rubber glove.
Okay.
And they said, hey, Drake, is this, like at Drake on Twitter, is this yours? And they're holding up the orange slide that's covered in dirt. Somebody fished it out of the water in the ocean below. They said, hope you're enjoying our beautiful city, but let's keep it that way, yeah? Feel free to swing by our Parramatta office to pick it up.
That's brilliant. They've gone and fished it out of the water.
Okay, I think he should be fined for littering.
Yes, so do I.
Especially if this is discovered to be an ad.
Well, same with the drone flyer, I would say.
Yeah.
It's also their fault.
That too, and that is also trash footage.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
There's usually a lot of strict rules in sports, right? So, for example, with soccer, you've got, when you play for the high leagues, you've got to dress well before each match, right? For example.
Yeah, like a tuxedo or something.
Well, sort of something similar, like a little suit, or you have certain items to wear. Well, over in the US, the New York Yankees, this is baseball, right?
Sure.
Apparently, they have now allowed players to have facial hair after a near 50-year ban.
What? You couldn't have a beard or something?
Oh, yeah, apparently. So they've now updated their long-standing grooming policy, now permitting the players and uniformed personnel. So it's not even just the players. It's everyone in uniform to maintain well-groomed beards. So it still has to be well-groomed, of course.
It still has to be tidy, yeah.
But still, like, you weren't allowed to have facial hair. That's part of your contract.
In the military, you can have facial hair, but you've got to get permission, and then you've got to wear it for, like, 6 months minimum. You can't shave it off.
That makes no sense.
Yeah, I've got a mate, he's in the Navy, and he's like, I was like, oh, you got a beard. He's like, yeah, finally got my beard permission.
Wow.
And then you have to give them notice when you're shaving it off as well.
Why you can't is just that? Shave.
I don't know, maybe it's to do with like your ID photos, is my guess.
Yeah, okay.
It's just, that's just a pure guess with no information.
Okay, right.
But I found it fascinating. Like, you can't just shave that off. He's like, yeah, no, can't. Because he had like a, he wanted to go to a wedding or something. And he's like, can't shave the beard, even though it looks ridiculous.
Oh.
Haven't got permission.
Oh my God. That is a strict rule.
It is a strict rule.
I think you need to calm down.
You'd never think of it if you weren't in the Navy or the military, would you? You'd never go, oh, I bet you can't shave.
Well, I guess we can now expect the Yankees to look a little bit different.
Yeah, that's it. It's a couple of beards kicking about, or a moustache, if you will.
No hairless cats over here.
Certainly not. I don't know about hairless cats.
Yeah, they freak me out.
Yeah, me too.
They definitely need some fur. Get some hair on your body.
Exactly. Glue a bit on or something. Hey, coming up next, we want to know, did you transform your life? Turn it around in some way, shape or form? Maybe economically or, you know, could be a health thing, relationships, all that sort of stuff. Up for grabs today, we've got $100 to spend at Endeavour Restaurant East Maitland, the Best Western Motel. You see it driving past there, you know the food is on another level. Delicious.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to win that, have your story ready. As you wake up with the Novos here at New FM for your Monday, 7:37. Good morning, everyone. Asking the question, how did you transform your life?
This is a loaded question, this one.
Well, it sure is. It is a big question, but we tackle the big issues on the show here.
Certainly do.
Maybe it was you, maybe as a family member as well.
Yep.
This is all spurred after Lizzo has just put up some pictures on her Instagram last week showing what she looks like now after doing what she says is a lot of calorie deficit and a lot of weight training. She said people have accused her of taking Ozempic to help, but she said she just takes that as a compliment from all the hard work.
And fair enough too.
And to be fair, it's not like she's like completely skinny as a rail now.
No.
She's just lost a lot of weight. It doesn't say how much. She's not saying either. But it's a lot. She's turning her life around with hard work, by the sounds of it.
Sounds great.
And that it does. And it, when you see this sort of transformation, you go, wow, this is actually incredible when you can actually turn your life around or transform your life.
Absolutely.
And health is one area.
Yeah.
But there's other areas you can transform your life as well.
That's right.
Employment comes to mind.
Okay, like a new job?
A new job or even, you know, I've got one friend who was really down and out for a long time, had no job for ages. He basically got his dream job and is living his best life now.
Holy,
couldn't be more proud of him.
Good on him.
You know, some people are able to really, you know, start from nothing or go from nothing and make something great of their life.
Definitely, absolutely.
So that can be, you know, economically you can transform your life.
Mm.
Is there any that come to mind for you, Ari? Or people you know, even?
I actually got to nominate my mum and dad for this story because, so when my mum was pregnant with Samuel, my older brother, and also with me, she was actually a smoker. Now, once I was born, so she's already had her kids, like she's had enough now.
Yeah.
But she stopped smoking. Her and dad one day just said, look, we have two kids we need to raise. Let's get ourselves in check.
Yeah.
And they just quit smoking just like that.
And it's very hard to do.
And
quitting smoking is very hard to do.
Yeah, but their motivation was having Samuel and I. So I was like, wow, that did change their life in a lot of different ways as well.
And these stories can be so inspirational. Because obviously, you know, when you hear them, you think, God, oh, how good is that, that people can do something that's so difficult as turning their life around. 4967-4105. Have you changed your life? Have you transformed your life? It could be a weight loss thing, or maybe it was something relationship. You had an absolute, you know, terrible ex that was, you know, just awful for whatever reason. Now you found love again with someone so much better. It could be in, you know, the sphere of love, if you will. Or maybe it's a health thing like Lizzo. You've really, you know, changed your life that way.
Yes.
Or maybe it's something totally different. We'd love to hear your stories. 4967-4105. Did you transform your life in some way? And up for grabs today, we've got $100 to spend at Endeavour Restaurant East Maitland at the Best Western Motel. You see it when you drive out there.
Yeah.
It's awesome. The food is great. Your parents are big fans, right?
They are. The lobster mornay is my mum's favourite.
There you go. If you want to try that, call up now. 4967-4105. New FM. And asking the question, have you changed your life for the better? How did you transform your life? Lizzo has shared pictures of herself on Instagram after doing a lot of weights training and calorie deficit sort of diet, I guess, which is really healthy eating, essentially, isn't it?
Yeah.
And she's lost a lot of weight. She's really turned her life around. People have accused her of taking Ozempic. She said, I take those accusations as flattery.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that means she's worked hard and got results.
That's it.
So we want to hear your stories, I guess, on how you've turned your life around or changed it for the better, transformed it, that sort of thing.
Some inspirational as well.
Sure.
Okay, Anne in Metford. Hey, what's your story?
When I was young, I was a heavy drinker. I probably could classify myself as almost an alcoholic.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I had my first child. And after, as you can imagine, she wanted everything. Kept wanting me to get up and down, up and down.
Yeah.
And then one day, because I'd be sick as a dog, and then one day I just went cold turkey. I hadn't had a drink after that. And it's been 35 years since I've had a drink.
Wow. That's a huge stretch. And did you find that your sort of health and energy was better after that?
Everything, even money.
Yeah.
I had money in my wallet. I was much active, involved with the kids' activities and everything. So that was the best thing that I did.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
To go from being, like she said, a heavy drinker to cold turkey, that is tough for anyone.
It is.
And it shows a great willpower, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Same with, like, cutting chocolate cold turkey too. I mean, that's hard to do.
I would struggle with that.
Mm-hmm. Gabby in Madawi, hey, what? How did you transform your life?
Hey, I wanted to tell you about my partner.
Yeah.
So I think this is really inspiring to any kids that don't know what they want to do when they come out of high school.
Okay.
He really bombed out in his final exams in high school, like he said, well below average. Went to uni, dropped out of uni, so now, you know, bombed out at high school, dropped out of uni when he decided to go off and become a seafarer, got his officer's license.
Oh, okay.
On the ships.
On the ships, yeah, 20 years later, so he's been keeping it up. He's a chief mate on the ships, he earns 360 grand a year, and he only works 6 months of the year.
Oh, my God.
That is good money and
we
good conditions.
We can see why Gabby has picked that man,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah,
she's set for life.
For his good personality is what all that's about.
Oh, yes.
No doubt.
And that's an interesting job. I've never heard anyone have that type of job before.
Well, I guess there's a lot of ships running around. We see them off the coast here.
Yeah, true.
Somebody's got to drive them.
Yeah,
that sort of thing,
true.
Don't they? Keep them, you know, the aircon running and all that.
Well, there you go. Good industry to get into, I suppose.
Sounds like it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a good inspiration if, you know, school's getting you down or you're finding it hard. There are other avenues out there.
Exactly.
All right, wrapping it up in Mayfield West, Dan, what's your story?
When I was about 20, I developed asthma. I think it was always an underlying issue. But I worked at a factory and some of the chemicals there must have activated it a bit more. So this is when I was living back in Victoria. I decided I was going to move to Brisbane just by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, with my partner at the time, I was going to move to Brisbane, but she wasn't interested.
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay.
So I had to break off that relationship for the betterment of my health.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moved to Brisbane. Everything went absolutely awesome. Asthma got a lot better. Health got a lot better. And then 7 years ago, I moved to Newcastle. And again, asthma hasn't even, it's been great living this close to the coast.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's obviously like the, you know, the work in the factory didn't help, but also like air and humidity quality makes a big difference, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It was just the fact that she wasn't willing to come with me as well. I mean, that could have been the one. I'll never know.
Yeah, of course.
Have you found love since?
No, mate, no. I'm a happily single man.
Yeah, and you know what? No better place to do it than Mayfield West, am I right?
That's it.
Well, mate, you're not wrong there, I can tell you that much.
Living good, Danny.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Had a little moment of panic on Saturday night, Crevo. So I was driving towards my boyfriend's house in Mayfield.
Is everything okay?
Everything's fine, at least I think it is. But I was driving on the main road in Mayfield, right?
Sure.
Is it Maitland Road?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. And so near the Stag and Hunter there, you know how there's a set of lights, an intersection?
Course.
Well, obviously came to a stop at the red light, okay, waiting our turn. And then all of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye to the right, there was a stray dog, like kind of a dog that had got out of someone's yard, walking on its own, but it walked onto the road. And obviously because the lights are changing and whatever, everyone... There was only two cars that got around him on the other side of the road, but all of us were just stopped. Like, no one was moving.
Because you don't know what to do,
you? No, and we can't get out of our cars in the middle of traffic. So I'm sitting there going, do I get out? Do I put my hazards on? I need to get out of here and try and, like, collect him and, like, put him safely to the side of the road or whatever so he's not getting hit.
Yeah, anyway, try and ring the collar number or whatever.
Yeah, well, these good Samaritans, they were coming, like, walking across the road from the Stag and Hunter Hotel. There was three people, and they were trying to call to it. You know, it's just trying to get it off the road and whatnot. God bless him. It ended up turning around and, like, walking the other way. So it was off the road and safe, as far as I know.
Oof.
But, like, I just kind of nodded to them, and I was like, thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, because... You try to think, look, do I get out of my car? What's the right thing to do here? But, yeah, so thank goodness for them.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's Mayfield for you, though. The
what,
best people
dogs?
In Newcastle taking care of animals.
Well, yeah, it was just nice to see that no one was about to budge their car. Like, as in no one was even moving.
Yeah.
For a good reason. Everyone could see anyway. God bless that dog.
I like to hear that. Hopefully it's all right.
Yes.
And, some, you know, its owner was found. Sometimes there's a few around that just... Okay. Like, get out and they know where they're going and then get home, hopefully.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Wow.
Well, it makes you nervous when you see one out. Because especially if it's a busy road, it's like you're going to cause more danger by stopping.
That's exactly it.
Whereas if you're in a quiet street or something, you might hop out and try and catch it or whatever. But
absolutely.
Got to be careful out there. Certainly do. Hey, speaking of dogs, coming up next, we'll find out about my mum got a brand new puppy on Saturday. Did she name it Ari's suggestion?
Oh.
We'll find out next here at New FM. Coming up next, Ari, you and I are in a bit of a news headline battle because Mark Hamill, a famous actor from Star Wars who plays Luke Skywalker,
that's the one,
doing a speech at the BAFTAs, his pants fell down. So it'll be Ari versus Crevo, news headline battle off.
Great.
For now, very exciting news over the weekend. Oh, let the
dogs out. Oh, yeah.
Because my mum got a brand new puppy.
Woo! Go,
Crevo's
mum.
It's less than 10 weeks old.
Oh, bless.
It is a tiny little puppy with its little waggly tail.
Ooh.
How much is that puppy in the window?
I will pay everything for it.
I think my mum paid about $1,000 because dogs are expensive these days.
A little bit.
They're so expensive. Anyway, it was very, it's, oh my God, it's so cute. I met it on the weekend.
Okay, so whip it.
Another little whippet.
Yep.
She's got a whip. We're family whippet owners, right?
We're hit.
Whip it real good. she's got one, and then she's got this little puppy to keep it company.
Oh.
Right, because another one passed away. So she's got to get another one to keep it company.
Yeah.
Anyway,
to,
she picked it up Saturday morning, and we went down about lunchtime.
Gosh, so she hasn't even had a couple of hours yet before she's already getting visitors.
Exactly. So she picked it up. She had it in literally a little, like, cloth bag. Like a kangaroo Joey that jumps into its pouch.
Why?
Well, it was just so little and it was a little bit scared. So she thought this will feel snuggly for it.
I understand, yeah.
Anyway, it hopped in and out like a Joey in and out of its pouch. Its mum's pouch was super cute.
Yeah.
And my mum, she was just absolutely besotted with this puppy.
Really?
She loves it so much. So much so she hardly like went for a cuddle with Esme.
Oh!
She was so in love with this. Our own granddaughter didn't get a sniff in.
What is it about like grandparents, right? And loving the dogs more than their own grandchildren?
Well, good question. Mm. I don't think it's that extreme, but she loves this puppy.
Wow.
Anyway, it was very, very cute. We had a little play with the other dogs and then got tired really quickly and wanted to go back into its pouch for a nap.
Yeah, it's only a baby.
It's only a little baby.
Yes.
Then it came down to the name.
Now I've been waiting for this.
Yes. So I mentioned to you off the air that my mum likes to name the dogs after, like, trees. So the one that passed away was Cedar, Vale.
Yeah.
She was a bit old anyway. And then the one she's got now is Hazel, after the hazelnut tree.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, or Hazelwood. Yeah, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
So you suggested a nice name for a little girl puppy would be Maple.
Yeah, like a maple tree. Yeah.
That's right. Well, I have news for you. She has named it first name Maple, last name Syrup. Little puppy.
Seriously?
Yeah, little puppy named Maple Syrup. Sweet little girl. It's a perfect
sweet
name. Yeah,
sweet
exactly.
Yeah,
she's
yeah,
a sweet little girl. And it's so cute. So there you go, Ari. You have influenced my family's puppy.
Well, that was going to be my question.
Yeah.
Is did you pitch this name to her prior?
Yeah, I said my friend came up with this.
Okay.
And she was like, oh, that sounds great.
Oh, my gosh.
And there it is.
Welcome to the family, Maple.
Maple Syrup. First name Maple, last name Syrup. How good's that? And at the BAFTAs last week, Mark Hamill, who's famous for playing Luke Skywalker in Star Wars, he had a very embarrassing situation happen to him. He's doing this speech at the podium and suddenly, out of nowhere, shoom, his pants just fall down very rapidly.
Unfortunate.
Very unfortunate. Now, like from the front angle where the camera was showing, you couldn't see anything. But you can be sure that side of stage would have caught a glimpse.
Oh, if you're in the curtains, like waiting in the wings, you are seeing some booty.
But that's it. Now, he's quickly like grabbed them and pulled them back up.
Yeah, very quick. He's moving pretty well for an old man.
Yeah, and his face didn't show too much, too many signs of total embarrassment. But it was pretty obvious that he realised what was going on, right?
He's a professional actor. He kind of settled his way through it, yeah.
Yeah, he was pretty good. So what I thought we could do, obviously this is a news story.
Yes.
And I thought we could do headlines based on this to see who's got the better ones. Ari versus Crevo.
Great.
Jackie from the newsroom, good morning.
Good morning.
You'll be our judge today to see who's got the best headline.
I'm so excited for this.
For a bit of context, Ari has a news background, was a television news presenter for a long time.
Yeah, but the thing is, I didn't write headlines. I only wrote headlines when I was in uni.
Okay, so
yeah,
there's a little terms and conditions for you.
Yeah,
I'm a rank amateur, but we'll see. We'll see. So, who wants to go first? Or
I'll go first.
You want to go first?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So we're gonna do a couple each, and then Jackie, you'll pick the absolute best, the winner. Okay. So here we go. We'll take it away.
The Force is strong with Skywalker's trousers.
Ooh.
Because the Force is pulling them down?
Yeah. I get that.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Not
bad. Good one. Good one for first one.
Okay.
Ready for the next one? Here we go.
Full Moon made its mark on the Empire.
Ooh, I like that.
I like that as well.
Okay. I thought that was my weakest one, but okay.
Yeah, I like that. We'll do one more. We'll do one more from you, Ari.
Yeah, hang on. I've got two here.
But which one are you going to pick? Come on. You've got to decide.
Oh, no. I'll do the last one. Okay, go.
You ready? Here we go.
Wardrobe malfunction sees Luke Skywalker drop his Dax at awards ceremony. Well, Sith happens.
Ooh, that's pretty good as well. Yeah. I like that.
Revenge
of the
Sith. Yeah.
Yours is so good. I'm very nervous now.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Lukey not to see his undies as Mark Hamill loses his pants behind podium.
I like that.
Okay,
that's
all right.
Good.
Here's another one. Mark Hamill said he nearly Jedi'd inside from embarrassing pantsident.
Brilliant.
Right. That would be so hard.
Oh, all right. And one more to wrap things up. Mark Hamill exposes his lightsaber in embarrassing BAFTA speech.
Well
oh
done.
Oh, my gosh. Those are amazing, guys.
Right. Actually, you know what? If it was up to me, I'd give Crevo the chops for that. That was great.
What do you mean?
Yeah,
it's not, though. Let's see. All right.
Oh. I'm going to go with your second one, Crevo.
Oh, okay.
Right,
there we go. Maybe I need a career in news.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
This is wild. Do you know the famous YouTuber Kai Cenat? I've never watched his videos, but he's one of those like really popular like influencer YouTubers.
Yeah. Look, once again, I'm the same. I don't think I've watched the videos, but
no.
I've heard of him.
Yeah, one of the weirdos. Anyway, because he has so much money, he does make a bit of a mozza from his videos and whatever.
Sure.
I have seen a recent post of his. He has his own back cave. Like, he's
what?
Dressed up in a full Batman suit. He's in what looks like he's, like, lit up, extended kind of Iron Man garage. And he's got three other glass cases full of different Batman costumes, like the full gear, like what you would see in one of those action movies.
Fascinating.
And then he has, like, a black, it looks like a Lamborghini or Ferrari in the background, then a big Jeep monster-looking thing next to it. So he's full-on built his own Batcave.
He's 23 years of age.
God.
And he hasn't... He's just like, that is the dream of every seven-year-old boy.
Right, he hasn't grown up yet, clearly.
And he's gone, I'm just going to do that. Oh. And why not? You know what? Props to him. If he's got the cash, you know, people like that keep the economy going.
Yeah, I know, but what is he going to do with a bat cave? Just,
well,
like, walk around in a costume all day?
Impress the ladies?
Ew. There's nothing attractive about a guy in a Batman suit.
Come back to my cave. I'll show you my latex suit.
Would you be the Robin to my Batman?
No thanks.
No?
No.
Okay.
There's nothing
good
attractive about that, but like...
What about the Lamborghini? Is that does that impress ladies? Because guys universally think it does.
I think it's meant to, but I don't think that impresses us much. They don't impress me much. Thank you very much, Shania Twain. You know what? I would be impressed by a well-groomed dog.
There you go.
Yep. Get a dog. That would impress me.
Cheaper than a Batcave and a Lamborghini, to be fair.
Yeah.
What about if Will, your boyfriend,
here we go,
came by the studios... Picked you up and he's like, did it out the front. He's got a Lamborghini.
I'll be like, what'd you do that for? That's a bit stupid.
Good to know.
Let's go on a holiday. Don't buy a damn car. Take me on a holiday.
Ari's got her priorities sorted and they do not involve sports cars.
No, not at all. Don't be silly.
Hey, coming up next, a possible business opportunity for you, Ari.
Yes.
So maybe you could buy your own well-groomed dog.
No.
Right.
An Italian restaurant locally.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
We'll find out all about it up next as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM, the home of the most tickets in town to the Newcastle show. Win yours with us and all across the day here at New FM.
An institution of my old stomping ground, so where I grew up, is now on sale and I am just baffled by it.
What, a Subway?
Eat fresh. No, actually, no. Subway is good. I'm talking about this little Italian restaurant that's opened up not too long ago in the Holmesville area, okay? Yes. Si. Well,
nice.
Apparently we're going to say ciao bella to it because it is up for sale. Arrivederci by T and Maria. This is like near the little corner store in Holmesville, okay?
Okay.
If you know it, you know it. It's kind of next door to this butcher. It's been there forever. But yeah, so this Arrivederci
kind of restaurant has taken over from like fish and chip stores before. So
okay.
it's what's that word? It's a rotating door of businesses. let's okay. go with it that yeah, way, yeah, okay? Yeah. This was a little bit devastating, actually, because I saw someone post about this in the West Walls End community Facebook page and just said, oh, you know what, this is sad. So I have gone and had a look on it as well. So it's up for sale on Marketplace at the moment.
Of all places to sell your business.
I mean, it's just the easiest way to sell things,
so.
Isn't it?
I guess so.
Yeah, well, good on them. So, $55,000 was originally up for. It's been taken. It's been dropped to $45,000.
Oh, it's getting cheaper.
It is getting cheaper. So we might get it for $35,000. Who knows? Well, but I saw this.
A little negotiation.
There could be a little bit of bartering in there. I reckon. I told you about this last week, Crevo, and you were like, "Oh, how heartbreaking!" But maybe good for me.
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, you being Italian, your family being Italian, famous for your food.
We do well at our cooking, yes.
Yeah, you work on all your sauces and everything.
Everything's homemade that
lemon cakes, you know. What do you
tiramisu,
call it?
Tiramisu. Close. Pizza frit.
That's it.
Pizzelle.
And
krushki.
And krushki. All of these things homemade. You rave about them.
Mm-hmm.
What better?
Lasagna.
Well, there you go. What better opportunity than to take it to the Newcastle World Stage?
Well, Mum has always said no one has ever made gnocchi like us. And it's true. We have the fluffiest of pillows of gnocchi in Newcastle.
Yeah.
We do.
So I think you should buy it. I reckon you should buy it. And then you could name some of the dishes after you.
Oh, yeah.
Think about this. The gaddioli.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Famous, worldwide famous in Newcastle.
Phenomenon.
That's right. People come over, they're coming from Italy just to try the gaddioli.
Call it Italy.
If
Italy from Holmesville.
Would you change the name? Yeah. Arrivederci to Italy.
Yes.
Get amongst
Italy
it.
Italy by the gaddies.
I love that. And then you could have so many other, you know, you could figure out other dishes to name after you and have your famous lemon cake there.
The point of the matter is, while Holmesville is such a beautiful place to live and I grew up there, it is not a great place to have a business.
Why is that?
Because it's
beautiful
not
Holmesville?
As well populated, I would say.
Right.
It's really out of the way.
But these days with Uber Eats, you could get a bunch of people doing online orders. No worries.
Maybe.
Uber Eats focus.
Look, I've had a look at the business. It needs a full gutting, to be honest. I don't think my mum would want to buy it.
There's too much work to do. Yeah. Fair enough. Top of 30 across Newcastle. Sunny today. You're waking up with the Novos here at New FM. It's going to be a beautiful day out there, but it's very humid, isn't it?
Yeah. And look, the sunshine is out, so if you can, go to the beach.
Oh, my God.
Or just stay in the aircon.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
I mean, summer is coming to an end, so enjoy it while you can.
Definitely.
What's on for the rest of your day, Ari?
Oh, look, no beach for me, unfortunately. I do have to head on home. I've got a few errands to do and look after Daddy's a bit ill.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Do you make him something nice, like a special food, chicken soup or something?
No, look, I don't know. Like, last night, he was eating homemade crumbed drumsticks.
Oh.
Chicken drumsticks.
Well, at least it's got chicken in it, I guess.
Yeah, he's all right with the fried food. He's all good.
What kind of chicken is that, Dad? Crumb drumstick. Before we go, we do have to award a prize as well.
Yeah.
$100 to spend at Endeavour Restaurant East Maitland. Mm. It's at the Best Western Motel.
Speaking of food.
Yeah, the food there is fantastic.
Ooh-wee.
That goes to Jasmine in Seam. We were talking about the worst pain you've ever experienced. This is her story.
Oh. I was 19 at the time and I'd just given birth. 3 weeks later, I was back in hospital with abdominal pain.
Oh.
And they'd done an ultrasound because I was thinking I was having another kid. I was not.
Okay,
oh,
good.
That's good.
It turned out I had 30 gallstones in my gallbladder, so they took me in for immediate surgery and removed my gallbladder.
30 gallstones?
How big was the biggest one?
Yeah.
A lot bigger than I would have liked.
Oh. And I, obviously it was so bad because they were like, we won't just take out the stone here. The whole thing's got to go. The whole thing's just out. Oh, my God. 30 is on another level, isn't it?
Wild.
You shouldn't have 30 of anything or the wrong thing in your body at any time is the lesson there. So for all that pain, trade that for yourself, $100 to spend at Intefa Restaurant East Maitland. Congratulations to our latest local winner, Jasmine from Seaham.
Yeah, well done, Jazz.
See you tomorrow, everyone.
Catch you then.
Bye.